Well, it's the final week of campaigning in the presidential election. Friday is voting day. We're being asked to choose between Fine Gael's Heather Humphreys and independent TD Catherine Connolly, who's backed by the left-based parties in the Dáil. Fianna Fáil's Jim Gavin's name will be on the ballot paper, but we all know now that he's no longer in the race. Over the weekend, Heather Humphreys criticised Catherine Connolly's work as a barrister for some banks in home repossession cases. Ms Humphreys said she had never tried to, quote, capitalise on other people's misfortune and to make money out of it. This claim was repeated to Samantha Labrerie on RT's This Week programme by Education Minister Helen McEntee.
Catherine Connolly, as we've seen, and I would ask this because she's not responding to questions on this, she has said one thing and her actions have said the complete opposite, whether it's her work as a barrister, working with banks, repossessing homes and then coming into the Dáil chamber and absolutely castigating those same people and saying that they're
being criminal. Catherine Connolly isn't here to defend herself, but she has confirmed she's worked on behalf of banks and that she's been working within the Bar Council rules in relation to that.
And you know what, and I'm not pushing back on that at all. What I'm saying is, on one hand, she has worked for banks, she has stood in courtrooms where people's homes are being repossessed.
And the Bar, Council says a barrister should not be identified with their clients or their clients' causes or suffer adverse consequences as a result of being so identified. So she was acting by the rules of the Bar Council.
Samantha Labrerie talking to the Education Minister Helen McEntee on Sunday's programme. Well, Catherine Connolly has said that this is a new low in the campaign.
The campaign has reached a new low by Fine Gael. Absolutely a new low. I've carried out each role in my life as professionally as possible. As a barrister, I represented many people, and this is just a new low. And I'm just going to absolutely keep going till Thursday, build on the momentum that's there. And as you can see, the momentum has been there since July, actually, and it's just building in intensity all of the time.
Well, Louise Byrne is political correspondent with the Irish Examiner and she joins us now. Louise, are things turning a little bit nasty then in the final week?
Certainly are, and it appears that both candidates have now realised that they are in fact contesting an election. We have seen quite a dull campaign so far, and while there has certainly been, you know, crosswords exchanged and it has been getting a little bit spicier as the weeks went on, it really has escalated this weekend. As you heard Catherine Connolly saying there, suggesting that this was a new low by Fine Gael. Fine Gael really set to push this argument this week, and I think their main point, as you heard Minister McEntee say to Samantha there, is that they are arguing that Catherine Connolly has been hypocritical, that she went into the Dáil and that she spoke about banks and she spoke about repossessions in a negative light while not saying that she did work for them. Catherine Connolly, on the other hand, suggesting that there was nothing wrong here, that she was representing banks and that under the Bar Council rules, they have what's called cab file rule, and that you have to represent the work and the people who come to you. So both sides saying that the other side is wrong in this. The truth probably somewhere in the middle. Catherine Connolly has been asked questions about representing banks in repossession cases and hasn't given full details of that. But as Minister McEntee acknowledged there herself, Catherine Connolly was working within the rules that are put down for barristers. So expect to see a lot more of this week. Expect to see a lot more arguments and expect the debate tomorrow, I think, to be a little bit more testy than we've seen in previous weeks.
But Fine Gael's problem here is that this criticism of Catherine Connolly is not sticking, and they are alone in making these accusations.
Certainly, and it's Fine Gael have been putting forward this argument now for the last few weeks, and it's only really over the last couple of days that this is being spoken about more and more, and that they have really gone on the offensive. But the thing with Catherine Connolly is any criticism that is put forwards about her, anything that is said about her, she is coming out of this argument stronger. She's coming out of the argument with more support, it would appear, as well. So despite Fine Gael's best efforts, there has been nothing sticking. Now, what Fine Gael are saying is they are distancing themselves from any idea of a smear campaign. They're distancing themselves from those comments, those Ivan Yates comments of smear the bejesus out of her. And they're actually arguing that they haven't said barely anything about Catherine Connolly, and that, if anything, it's the parties on the left targeting Heather Humphreys, which I'm sure, of course, they would deny as well. But this is the thing about this presidential election campaign, and I think this is why it's perhaps hard to get people excited, is that none of the punches are landing. Anything that is being said is being brushed off, and both candidates are continuing as if the row never happened in the first place. So it'll be interesting to see if this sticks this week. But if you were to judge by and go on what has happened in previous weeks, this is just going to be forgotten and we'll move on again.
Has Simon Harris been out campaigning much with Heather Humphreys?
He was out on Saturday at the Croke Park for the Leinster versus Munster match, and he has been out and about with her, but she has by and large been out by herself. She's also been out with other ministers. I think everyone was remarking on Friday how extraordinary it was to see Dara O'Brien, the Fianna Fáil minister, out canvassing with her in Howth on Friday. So there will be, I would expect, more ministers going canvassing with her this week as part of this big push. Simon Harris is away today, Cabinet is sitting tomorrow, and then the Dáil is not really sitting on Wednesday. It's a half day, and then it's off completely on Thursday. So you would imagine that you will see Simon Harris out canvassing with her more. I think the big question is who else is going to be out canvassing with her, and Fine Gael are really pushing this idea of the endorsements. We saw the previous presidential candidate Sean Gallagher out with her on Saturday. We saw a lot of endorsements coming out yesterday. Maura Geoghegan Quinn, the former Fianna Fáil minister, and also Daniel O'Donnell, who I think Fine Gael are quite excited about and think could be quite an influential endorsement for Heather Humphreys. But when you look at Catherine Connolly, she has the endorsements of three or four political parties behind her. So does it all balance out? We'll have to wait and see. But I expect a lot more canvassing and a lot more hands shook this week, I would imagine.
Louise, thank you very much indeed. Big week in the presidential campaign, the primetime debate, the final debate of the campaign between both candidates on tomorrow night. That was Louise Byrne, political correspondent with the Irish Examiner.